I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report. The Russian market is currently closed to U.S. pork and beef. The U.S. Meat Export Federation manager of the region, Yuri Barukhin, is based in St. Petersburg. Today, he provides insight into the state of Russian pork and beef production and the country's red meat trade.
The Russian government have emphasized the importance of self-sufficiency in meat, and they've given quite a lot of support to the domestic producers, mostly pork and chicken, in order to achieve the greater levels of self-sufficiency. And in many ways, the self-sufficiency gone to a new level for definitely chicken and pork, less so for beef. But a lot of people are commenting that this has happened not because the production have grown so much, but because the consumption of meat have actually gone down. The economy is going through troublesome time through the lower oil prices and through the economic sanctions that were imposed. So the Russian economy actually have been contracting over the past few years. And that resulted in the disposable income of the Russian population going down and lower per capita consumption of beef and pork. The self-sufficiency figures are up due to the growth in the production, but also due to the contraction in consumption.
Many of Russia's traditional red meat suppliers, such as the European Union, the U.S., Canada, and Australia, are locked out of the Russian market due to economic counter-sanctions related to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.